Hello, and this is a political audio boo directed at the debate that's currently going on in Ireland about the last Irish presidential election and how a tweet may or may not have influenced the outcome. And for the most part, I've wanted to avoid saying anything about this, but I've just read an absolutely wonderful piece of sustained writing by Fergus Finlay in the Irish Examiner today. I've read it online. And since Fergus makes no reference to what I'm about to say in this, I'd just like to add this to his piece, and I'd recommend anybody who has an interest in the Irish controversy to read Fergus's piece. Okay, we were faced in Ireland with a presidential election campaign which was interesting, and I don't want to take particular sides in it. I will declare an interest and say that I'm now very happy with the outcome. I'm glad that Michael D. Higgins has become president of Ireland. And I didn't expect that to happen at the beginning, and I'm glad it has happened at the end. So perhaps you'll judge that everything I'm about to say about the Sean Gallagher incident is coloured by my satisfaction at the end. But in truth, I really wasn't passionate about the election campaign itself. But I am passionate about this one particular issue that I'm going to refer to. I won't give all the background because it would take too long, and all the Irish people know the background, and this audio boo is primarily directed into the Irish discussion of the issue. Except to say that on the RTE television programme, which I watched live, I saw the Sean Gallagher react to the tweet that was read to him. I saw him react to it on more than one occasion, and I saw him deal with it the following day. And there is a small, very significant bit of information that isn't being highlighted in the public domain right now, and it is the fact that Sean Gallagher's team, the team supporting him, knew for several days before the thing came out into the open that the accusation that he was accused of in public on the RTE television programme was flying around. It was out there online. His campaign team knew about it. And I've discussed this in detail with some others, so it isn't. I have had time to reflect on this. And I actually think that Sean Gallagher was, first of all, self-evidently incapable of dealing with the accusation that was put to him. He did a kind of a collapse, and everybody who watched him was fairly shocked at the way in which he replied to it. And the way in which he dealt with it on live television gave, unfortunately for him, the impression that there was a huge amount of truth in what he was being accused of. Sean Gallagher's own body language gave the impression to the audience, I believe, that he was guilty of something, even if he wasn't precisely guilty of what he was being accused of. And from that point of view, he lost credibility, and it was a bit like something going down the pan. And it was, I mean, it did actually remind me to a certain extent of the way that that Greg Norman imploded in the golf against Nick Faldo many years ago in a historic last nine holes of a major. It was that bad. But why did Sean Gallagher implode so badly? What was so difficult for him to deal with when he was confronted with a tweet on television? He'd had days to rehearse his reply. He'd had plenty of time with his media team to have sat down and said, what are you going to say if they drag up the accusation that is actually out there online? I mean, his team didn't know that there was a particular, the attack was going to come on him in a very particular way, but they did know that he was at risk. They did know that the accusation had been flying around and that they hadn't dealt with it. And the truth is that I don't think they had a proper social media person on board in their campaign. They had nobody who had a real feel for a mixture of politics on the one hand, but a feel for how social media worked on the other hand. His campaign wasn't distinguished by having a really really good social media intelligence behind it. And the truth is, without naming names or pack drills, I believe that there were offers made to the Sean Gallagher camp of help by certain people in Ireland, help that would have been given to help them with their campaign. And I'm not one of the people, by the way, who would have helped Sean Gallagher, even if asked, to be truthful. But I believe that that there was help offered and help declined. In other words, I believe that the Sean Gallagher camp had, for whatever reason, it behaved in an arrogant way. It behaved in an unprepared way, and it left itself vulnerable to what actually happened. So, Fergus Finlay, if by any chance you listen to this, I congratulate you immensely on what you wrote, and especially on what you wrote, linking the what happened to Mary Davis and what happened to the other man, that great senator in Ireland, whose name I temporarily forget. Forgive me, my memory is like that sometimes. But David Norris. But I want to make the point about social media and about the importance of political individuals and political parties getting their act together. It isn't good enough to have junior people doing a few tweets and hoping that that's enough to get away with. You need a social media strategist who is, well, to be blunt, who is shit hot. And if you don't see that that's what you need, then you've learnt nothing from Barack Obama's genius on social media, and you deserve to be shafted. And you will be ambushed on social media. And it's a terrific example of how a politician was shafted, but I believe he crumbled because of, and I agree with Fergus Finlay on this, I believe there was something inauthentic, and I may be wrong, and if Sean Gallagher were in front of me, I would say it to his face, and I mean no harm, I just mean to encourage him to be more authentic, and I think he lacked authenticity, and I think that's where he fell down. So to be honest, that's my little contribution to the Tweetgate scandal. And again, I urge you all, read Fergus Finlay. He's a superb human being as well as a good writer. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony thanking Noel Costello, the local politician, the local councillor here in Glenmire, for bringing the matter to my attention in a tweet about 10 minutes ago, because otherwise I wouldn't have read Fergus Finlay. So there we are. All the best. That's the end of my political tweeting for a very long time. Bye-bye.